Welcome to What's Going On in the World. I'm your host, Tommy J. Houseman. Today is Saturday, October 5th, 2024, and let's get right into it. Hurricane Helene devastated the southeastern United States, causing widespread flooding and damage, particularly in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. The storm's impact was so severe that it was visible from space. FEMA, the agency responsible for coordinating disaster relief, faced scrutiny over its funding. While FEMA received $20 billion in funding in September, concerns were raised about its ability to handle long-term recovery efforts. Some politicians falsely claimed that FEMA disaster relief funds were being diverted to house undocumented migrants, confusing this with a separate program administrated by FEMA for that purpose. FEMA clarified that disaster relief funds are separate and cannot be used for other purposes. So, to explain this further, Congress decides how much money FEMA gets and for what. So, right before the hurricane, Mike Johnson, House leader of the Republican-led Congress, refused to pass a government spending bill, so they passed a stopgap bill to keep the government going. And in that bill, $20 billion was allocated for FEMA. Biden had asked for $12 billion additional dollars to be added to that budget, but they did not put that in there. And then they went on vacation. And while they were on vacation, Hurricane Helene happened. So Biden reached out to Mike Johnson and said, please bring Congress back to allocate some more money to FEMA and to the relief fund and to the disaster to help. And Mike Johnson refused. So the fund that does have money for other situations has nothing to do with this fund. And also that fund is also delegated by Congress. So when we have a complete understanding of how the three branches of government work, we don't get confused and distracted by memes on the internet. If you file for assistance from FEMA, you receive an initial $750 for your immediate emergency needs. And if you qualify, and once your application is processed, there's an additional $42,000 available. It's important to read things so that you completely understand what's going on and you don't look like a fool when you post things on the internet. The U.S. economy showed surprising strength, adding 254,000 jobs in September, exceeding economists' expectations. The unemployment rate dropped to 4.1%, indicating a robust job market. This positive jobs report might influence the Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates, making a quarter-point cut more likely. However, despite the overall positive trend, some sectors like manufacturing struggled with job cuts attributed to high interest rates and uncertainty surrounding the upcoming presidential election. And we cannot ignore how automation and humanoid robots are starting to take over these manufacturing jobs. Tensions escalated in the Middle East as a series of explosions rocked by Beirut's southern suburbs. Israel issued evacuation orders for some areas while engaging in clashes with Hezbollah along the Lebanon border. Meanwhile, a developing storm in the Gulf of Mexico threatens to bring heavy rain and potential flooding to Florida once again. So that has been a quick and nice summary of some of the biggest things that are going on in the world right now. I'm sorry I don't have more time to dig in deep, but we will next time. But I want to leave you with a couple final thoughts as hurricanes and storms continue to get worse and we have very, very, what's the right word? Morally bankrupt people, Republicans, making decisions about how much money goes to what and then blaming other people when it's their responsibility. We are not children. Children are not listening to this podcast. Children are not engaging in political rhetoric. Children are not making the decisions. We are all adults. And if we can't act like adults and make adult decisions about things that really matter, like people's lives, what's the point? So that's been another episode of What's Going On in the World. I'm your host, Tommy J. Houseman, and I hope that you come back next week when I dive a little deeper into some of the biggest issues that are going on here and abroad. Thank you. Bye. Just shows you can only go so